Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dealing with information overload is, well, an understatement. Wow, there is a ton of news to cover. So much, I do feel like my head is spinning, and this is just the beginning of all of the craziness to come, the acceleration into this massive time of change where the globalists are wanting to get rid of national sovereignty worldwide and bring in their world government. Obviously, we have the report via a FOIA request that was granted by the gracious leaders at government, just from one threat fusion center, with the feds basically watching Infowars.com and reading comments and responding to locals, local police and others that come to them and say, I saw a V for victory sign. What does it mean? Does it mean that they're going to come get us? And they're like, well, that's from World War II, and it means that basically it's a resistance, but it appears to be nonviolent against what Infowars.com perceives as a police state. I mean, why didn't that local police department just go read what it said, read the website on it, go to the website link where we describe what it was about? Why didn't they look up what V meant in World War II? I mean, they could have done it. Instead, they went to the feds and had them tell them. And there's a whole bunch of stuff like that in there. You know, all the classic stuff of, I claim a world government's being established, and all the rest of it. So we're going to be speaking some about that because it is important, and going over some of the different documents where it is described, though, as right-wing terrorism. That's a quote. See, a couple cops got shot last week, and now they're saying it's sovereign citizens in Louisiana. Really, it was reported they were drug dealers and a bunch of stuff who just used that as a pretext to say they're magically above the law. Just because the globalists are above the law doesn't mean that you or I can suddenly go out and kill somebody. I mean, the globalists are going to be brought to justice as well. But the point is that they're now saying that's a sovereign citizens group. And then they just call them extremists and anti-government, which isn't enough of a label. You're like, wow, these guys just reportedly shot and killed two cops, injured two others, for what appears to be just the fact that they felt like it. And you just call them extremists. Because then when they call somebody like myself an extremist, the label now psychologically means killer. And statistically, you know, what they call sovereign citizens do kill 3 or 4 cops a year. Statistically, that's still a very low threshold for the police. But it's advertised like it is the end of the world. It's all advertised like it is the end of the world. And that it is the most dangerous thing in the world to the police. Actually, this is not the most dangerous, but it's one of the bad ones. Harvard study finds fluoride lowers IQs, causes cancer. That's mainstream news. You can look that up. This came out a few weeks ago. My point is, but that's not sexy. No, scary. No, that's not something that they're hyping up. And notice, you saw all this hype ahead of all this happening. They want to get a civil war going. They want to get the police to alert like an attack dog on patriots, libertarians, and conservatives. So you will start a fight with us, a fight you will lose, of course, big time. And the globalists will use that to get rid of both sides and bring in foreign troops. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is not actually new news. But now that it's in the London Guardian, I guess it is seen as news. It's up at InfoWars.com. Senior senator suggested false flag attack to Kennedy 2 years prior to Operation Northwoods proposal that was green-lighted all the way up to the president, who again said no to the plan. Not just some on-the-shelf plan, a plan that was green-lighted to shoot up movie theaters, bomb shopping malls, little shopping centers, attack U.S. military bases and blame it on domestic groups so they would round up and arrest, claiming they worked for Cuba and the Soviet Union. Now, Bobby Kennedy also proposed to his brother, when he was the attorney general, attacking the U.S. embassy in Honduras as a pretext to invade. Now, of course, this all was actually public a long time ago. Even after we'd reported on it, it's been in ABC News, you name it, Northwoods in general, back in early 2001 is when that news broke. But I remember watching a Frontline on PBS when I was on the road one time in my hotel room, and I'd read the stuff, but there they were admitting that Nixon had green-lighted bombing their own convention to blame it on domestic groups, but that too many people in the FBI found out about it who they didn't control, and so they killed that plan. See, this is why when there's an event and it has the right timing and telltale signs of other actors, other people involved, we immediately are forced to come out and say, well, this could be a false flag. We said Fast and Furious was a false flag, and the memos did come out that it was done to blame the Second Amendment. In fact, provocateuring and staging stuff is so universal now that whether it's the Greek police or whether it's the Spanish police or the U.S. police or Canadian police or British police, even local police departments get caught constantly planting drugs on people, breaking into cars, blaming it on people, stealing cars, running their own chop shops, running prostitution, and provocateuring. Staging attacks on their own officers who sometimes don't even know. There's been lawsuits. There's a couple out in Seattle is how we learned about it from 99, where they had cops dressed up throwing glass bottles and hitting police in the head with it who were in riot gear. And in one lawsuit I saw, they broke the guy's jaw, and he got in trouble when he complained and found out that it was other police officers doing it, dressed up like anarchists, leading a group of foundation anarchists who'd been flown in by some of the big tax-free foundations as a way to attack the 50, 60,000 peaceful protesters that were saying, we don't want the World Trade Organization. We don't want global government. And you got a bunch of men, women, and children, and baby strollers, and good-looking protesters out there on the streets. That can turn into a peaceful revolution. So you go and you attack the police with your own police, and Delta Force was involved. If you don't believe me, if you're a new member of the press or a new listener, just you can pull up Seattle Post Intelligence or Seattle Times. It's all in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. If you're too lazy to use LexisNexis or Reuters services that'll have stuff that's not easy to find on the web. I've got screenshots and newscasts in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. And I got all this world news. I'm digressing. Just that's one of the first articles I wanted to get into. And the issue was the police got mad, the police union got mad, because they had to sit there for an entire day for the news cameras, but they weren't told. They were just told, stand down. Being hit by bottles, being rocks thrown at them by less than 50 people. Delta Force was commanding it with radios from the heights. That came out. Delta Force, yes, look it up. Delta Force was running the whole black op. They had different federal agencies there, federal marshals, FBI, ATF, of course. Bomb disposal was their cover story. And a little less than 50 anarchists who they brought in and then housed in a building under government protection. So they attack the police, and the police are like, we want to do something. And they're told, stand down. Let them loot Nike Town. Let them burn things down. And sit. Well, I'm sorry. I'm a citizen. I'm a cop. I'm a janitor. You throw a bottle and hit me with it, I'm gonna attack you right back. Who are these police? You're standing there in the riot line, people are hitting you with bottles, and you don't do anything? So one hits you in the face and breaks your jaw? You kill somebody with a bottle. It's a deadly weapon. The point is, that is brainwashing, that they would put up with that. Remember the case of Katrina? Bruchard is his name. He was the sheriff. Or no, he was the sheriff of Bruchard County, or whatever you call it. The point is, we pulled up the CBS newscast a few weeks ago when I talked about it on air. He talks about his mother, and she's in the nursing home, flooded. The water's a foot off the floor, foot deep. She's got a cell phone that wasn't dead yet, and she's calling him. And he's saying, Mama, I'll be there in one day. Mama, I'll be there in 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. They get there 5 days later because the feds wouldn't let him in to get his mother, and this is the head of the county. This is who's really in charge, elected, and his mother died. My mother is stuck somewhere, and the feds are going to stop me over my dead body? I mean, that's what all this zero tolerance and all this is about, where the child brings or the teenager brings a plastic knife, a Dixie knife, to spread butter on their bread. You see it in the news every few weeks, and they get arrested. Well, we have zero tolerance, and you have to report this. You have to report if you're a teacher. It's like a robot. You don't use your own discretion. Like a robot, you go, and the person gets arrested or suspended or kicked out. So many of the problems we face in this society are because people won't exercise their own judgment, their own opinion. Juries are supposed to judge the law and the facts. If a jury doesn't like a law, it's a check and a balance on constitutional laws. That's what the courts are for, and we are the ultimate arbiter in the court, not the judge. Grand juries have turned into rubber stamps of prosecutors. They've tried to turn them into rubber stamps. Judges try to lie to juries and say, oh no, you're supposed to do whatever the judge tells you. That is called judicial tyranny. Okay, I've already digressed off into that. Just there is an Infowars.com article dealing with it, and it's now in the London Guardian. And they were going to kill U.S. troops with mortar shells and blame it. They were going to burn aircraft at bases, sabotage ship harbors, basically everything the globalists do on a routine basis to us. Start rumors, use clandestine radio. And again, this is operations in Cuba and in the U.S. to claim Cuba is attacking the United States. And the point is that many of these plans have been executed. It's called Operation Gladio. Okay, let me stop there. Let me go over what's coming up today in this hour and in the second hour. And then we have an amazing guest, filmmaker Michael Murphy. You know, they made What in the World Are They Spraying? That goes off the government's admission that for at least 18 years worldwide, we're getting sprayed with aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and countless other nasty things, sulfur dioxide. Now they've got a new film out. We're carrying both. Why in the world are they spraying? And that gets into, well, the real agenda. So why are they spraying? We know what they're spraying. The question is, why are they spraying? And I like this film because it's just got the government admissions, the government think tanks. They have this stuff on C-SPAN. They just don't call it chemtrails. And it's added to the jet fuel and the jet engines disperse it. Even the airline companies aren't even really involved. All they got to do is control the big kerosene makers. That's what jet fuel is, basically. So that's coming up in the third hour. We will have open phones towards the end of this hour and right into the second hour. And we'll have some open phones for Mr. Murphy as well. But again, both films are available discounted with free citizen rule books and bumper stickers and more at InfoWarsShop.com. That's InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase does make the broadcast possible. Both URLs will get you there, InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com. Okay, continuing here. FOIA, four-year documents, DHS monitored opposition to see something, say something program. Federal agency tracked InfoWars stories, user comments. Through Saturday through today, the Drudge Report has prominently linked our important article about police departments trying to get Homeland Security grants for blimps tethered over your city, surveilling you. That's on the right-hand side at drudgereport.com. Right now, it's a very important article. We also have a Fox News report that's also up at drudgereport.com. I say that because it's right above our article. Agencies tap down speculation over hollow point ammo purchases. It's Fox News. And it basically says, you know, the feds are like, we're not buying any extra ammo. And then they cherry pick the story to make it look like it's no big deal. Nothing to worry about. Well, we're going to be going over that. We're going to get into Newsweek telling Obama hit the road, Jack.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I'm going to run down just some of the big headline stacks we're going to be breaking down today. And then we're going to give the number out to take your phone calls interspersed with the news. But in the economic stack, we've got some very important information. Lord Rothschild betting on euro collapse, question mark. That's up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Banking Titan places $200 million short against the European single currency. We're going to be going over that. CNBC, Der Spiegel, and ABC News are all picking up on that. Moody's says more California cities at risk of bankruptcy. Yeah, it's been engineered that way with unfunded mandates. It's all made-up money the bankers give them. they get real assets back. That's how the banks take over. Euro stocks slip after European Central Bank downplays bond report. Facebook stock slides to all-time high. It's always a scam, always meant to be a scam. Scam you. It's a predator class. And they're expanding derivatives worldwide, the CME group is. New coupons aimed to keep people off generic drugs. That's just some of the financial news. And you've heard guests here on the broadcast, most of the economists we have on, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, people that research trends like Gerald Celente, Max Kaiser. They say now more than ever, a collapse. We're already collapsing. We're already deindustrialized. We're already having a rotting in the general economy. Some areas are completely collapsing already, like Detroit and areas outside Los Angeles and, well, many other areas. Crime is exploding. But we're talking about an accelerated collapse becoming a foregone conclusion. In fact, Max Kaiser, if you missed it last Friday, said he does not see a way to avert it mathematically by April of next year. And so that's August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. So I guess that's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's like 8.5, 9 months. The point is that I tend to agree with Celente a little more because they can always come up with new crazy gimmicks and bubbles that kind of put things off. And I don't like these gimmicks because it only consolidates power with the globalist. But, I mean, I'm not looking forward to a collapse to be proven right. I'll tell you one thing. I'd love to somehow avert this. People say, oh, Alex, things weren't as bad as you said. I'm not the one saying there's going to be a total collapse. A collapse is imminent, though, on the course we're on. It's kind of like there's an iceberg out there 2 miles ahead of us, and the radar and the visual shows we are on a dead ahead to hit it. And I'm like, hey, we better have a discussion about this. We might want to change course. And if we do change course, that's great. All I know is I've never seen more money being spent. I've never seen more admissions and trial balloons and acclimation conditioning exercises going on like we are now for civil war, basically. I mean, they're telling police departments nationwide, but also all over the world, that the citizens will attack you, harden your facilities, get storable food, get weapons, huge ammo caches, get ready. You've heard the police call in, but you've also seen it in the news. And now the TSA on the highways, rolling out all 50 states, Secretary of the Army saying put troops on the streets, blimps, drones, Army manuals about gun confiscation in the U.S., new riot gear to stop small arms fire. So it's not just riot gear, it's full-body ballistic gear, incredibly expensive, is being issued to special military units for homeland operations, a new Army helmet with a full ballistic shield in front of it. That was in the news last week. Well, it was in the news because we put it in the news. It became a national story. And by the way, all I can say is thank God for the Drudge Report. Every day for the last week or two, we're going to have the Drudge Report's been linking to our stories. And a lot of them would already, you know, become somewhat national, international. But, I mean, with Drudge, it's just Drudge already recognizes what's important and what a big story is. So that's why he's linking to so many of them. But so much is happening. But the Drudge linking to them is just making, I don't know, we had like 5 stories last week that were national news stories. One of them was responded to by the White House, and that's covered by Fox News. We'll cover that when we come back. Agencies tamp down speculation over Hollow Point ammo purchases. And basically they're saying, don't run, we are your friends, everything's normal, everything's fine, nothing to see. We're fine here. How are you? Who is this? We're sending a squad. No. Reactor leak, very dangerous. boring conversation anyways. We'll be right back with that. That's Han Solo in cell block 1138. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
News report. Thank you for joining us. I'm Alex Jones. Let's break down the foreign banker occupation government trying to spin the national news story that Paul Watson's research helped kick off in the last 2 weeks. This is FoxNews.com. It's also covered on Fox Television. Agencies tamp down speculation over Hollow Point ammo purchases. Oh, well, I'm glad that they said nothing to worry about. Move along. Obscure federal agencies triggered a firestorm of conspiracy theories. So now if you ask, gee, I wonder why they bought 1.4 billion rounds of ammo, more than 10 times any yearly purchase in history. And I wonder why they're not military ammo. It's illegal to use hollow points in the military worldwide because of the Geneva Convention. What are you going to do with 1.4 billion plus? Because there's more purchases daily. Now they're blacking out where the ammo is going to. So if we say, oh, you're blacking it out, using critical thinking, wow, you don't want us to know what you're doing, even though you're not mandated by Congress to make these purchases secret. Oh, and they're no-bid contracts to your buddies. There's story after story after story here. You have the prostitute, lazy media. Let me tell you what goes on at these newsrooms now. They've gotten rid of most of the real reporters that cause problems and actually do research. And they got a bunch of lazy people that sit around in radio, TV, and print. And they sit around and wait for press releases to come from government or corporate agencies. And then because they ask weak questions that are softball, they have connections and they get to call up and talk to the CEO or the governor or the police chief or whoever or the senator. And they'll give them a quote on top of that. And then they get to go on junkets to Hawaii or whatever with the rest of the prostitutes. That's what they do. Wait a minute. It's 1.4 billion rounds. Oh, wait a minute. They're now, since we're reporting on it, the new purchase order is blacking them out. Hey, you're not allowed to do that. Hey, why are these no bid? I mean, just story after story after story. But because real reporters in dinosaur media are so rare, Fox News can just take the quotes from the federal agency and just put it out there and say, they said it's no big deal, conspiracy theorists. And they use that term over and over and over and over and over again. So now if I have any type of discrimination on what type of car I like, on what type of food I like, on what type of toothpaste I like, that's a conspiracy theory. Because they're saying if you question anything, that's a conspiracy theory, which is a pejorative term to criticize people, implying you're mentally unstable. Well, going along with this out-of-control government and this out-of-control bureaucracy, that's what's mentally unstable. So here they are on the mountain reporting to us like they're God. Agencies tap down speculation over hollow point ammo purchases. I say good job to Fox for even covering this, but they still, to even get it published, have to run with all the little talking points. But the agencies, most recently the Social Security Administration, are trying to put a damper on the speculation, noting the ammunition is standard issue and simply used for mandatory federal training sessions. Really, more than 10 times what you've ever bought, and 1.4 billion. Obscure federal agencies triggered a firestorm of conspiracy theories. Our special agency to be armed and trained appropriately sent a message on the official blog of the Social Security Inspector General's office explaining the purchases. The bullet purchases drew widespread attention as the website Infowars.com published several stories on them that were linked off of the widely read Drudge Report and other sites. DrudgeReport.com. Infowars.com cataloged a string of recent purchases, because we're evil conspiracy theorists, we link to the official purchase orders, first by the Department of Homeland Security, then by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and then the Social Security Administration. Yeah, no mention here of the major backdrop that it's $1.4 million, $250 million, $450 million, $750 million. That was a week and a half ago. Now, hundreds of thousands more a day in the purchase orders. And, I mean, we're talking about 20,000 rounds to little bitty offices that we go and look up. Don't supposedly have armed, sworn people in them. But the feds don't care. They set the precedent with the TSA to let any bureaucrat impersonate a police officer. And let me tell you, it's going to cause big problems having the TSA on the streets. Folks, you think the police get out of control? At least they have some constitutional training. When you get all these security guards and mercenaries and minions, that basically bounty hunters are more professional, it is already a nightmare. Continuing. InfoWars.com speculated the purchases were being made in preparation for civil unrest. Imagining, no, we didn't imagine, we linked to government and Pentagon documents. InfoWars.com speculated that the purchases were being made in preparation for civil unrest, imagining a scenario of economic collapse. Oh, we're imagining. It was only in Fox News that we linked to talking about economic collapse and every other major publication. But we imagined it. See, our articles are full of links. Our articles, on average, have about 15 times. I've done the math. 15 times the links of a, quote, mainstream media dinosaur publication. I mean, if we say something, we link to it. And by the way, when we see a big, fat, out-of-control government run by foreign banks raping our country and the world, we say something. When I see something, I do say something. So it goes on to say, imagining a scenario of economic collapse where censors could cause disorder, if seniors could cause disorder if denied their Social Security benefits. And that's not what we really said in the article. We said people getting denied their benefits across the board, there would be major breakdown and civil unrest, which the media admits out of the other side of its mouth they're preparing for. As we said in a recent post, our office has criminal investigators, our special agents who are responsible for investigating violations of the laws that govern the SSA's programs, said the Social Security Administration. But the Social Security Administration statement posted Thursday noted that their agents need firearms and ammo in the course of training, investigations, and responding to threats against offices and employees. So there's this backdrop of people watching Fox News or people reading this where they're like, oh, that bad Alex Jones and that InfoWars.com and that evil drudge report.com. I mean, look, they just took reasonable National Weather Service and Social Security Administration getting a little ammo mandated by law for just basic target practice and things that are mandated. And here's Alex Jones imagining the end of the world and financial crises. So the average person sitting there watching television or reading this thinks, oh, there you go again, being alarmist, when our article links to Pentagon drilling for civil unrest, mainstream news saying economic collapse on the horizon, 1.4 billion rounds. Over 10 times the biggest purchase I've ever done. We had that in an article. All of it linked. And Fox News is just jealous that InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and DrudgeReport.com are, well, Drudge is getting more traffic than Fox News, and that we're starting to get up there. So you don't control the narrative anymore. Okay? By the way, I've got family in the Army, the Marines, you name it. They've been doing nothing but training for civil unrest with local police all over the country. This is admitted. If we're unable to stop this collapse and what's coming, you are going to look even stupider for making jokes about us. Now, there's the article. DHS classifies new ammo purchases following controversy. Federal agency blacks it out. See, that's the story. 1.4 billion rounds. Oh, but they're like, oh, we bought 174,000 rounds and that InfoWars. And it just goes on. As concerns about the type of bullets, hollow points, which expand upon impact, the statement said the type of standard issue and being used during mandatory quarterly firearms qualifications and other training sessions. That's not true. You don't use hollow points in your qualification and your training. You use regular ball ammo because it's less expensive and doesn't jam as easy. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, found itself scrambling to respond to a similar report this week about an order for 46,000 rounds of ammo. And it just goes on. So I'm going to spare you the rest of the conspiracy theory stuff. And I, quite frankly, have only gotten to a handful of stories. There is so much to cover. You know, we've got the Justice Department shipping tens of thousands of guns and hand grenades into Mexico. But instead, the Justice Department is busy creeping around spying on Rupert Murdoch so they can blackmail his media empire into supporting gun confiscation, banning semi-autos, abortion, which they are now promoting, many of their show hosts. And here's Politico, exclusive FBI probed GOP trip with drinking nudity in Israel. And it describes a boat out in the harbor with people swimming in their underwear or fully clothed. And they described this, and the FBI found that, no, there wasn't anything illegal going on. Now, again, this is pure witch hunt stuff that is going on right now. Try to go after small little petty things instead of the big crimes. This is all part of the political battling that's happening. And here's what I want to get your take on. Hit the road, Barack Obama, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Newsweek cover calls our president and calls out president on failed policy and proclaims all but certain Republican victory. Appearing on the cover of Newsweek, Barack Obama looks coy, half smiling, half surprised, gracefully clutching his suit jacket snug over his shoulder. It might appear to be some sort of watch advertisement, or if not for Niall Ferguson's blasting headline, "Hit the road, Barack. Why we need a new president." Now, again, Newsweek, ladies and gentlemen, a true dinosaur of deception, is only doing this because they know that they're going out of print. I mean, I had a Newsweek the other day I meant to do a show on. The whole thing was pharma ads and government ads. Government taxpayer money finances it. Same thing in Time Magazine. I mean, literally, I was shocked when I was in a local business and saw it. And I asked the business owner if I could take it, and I did. So it wasn't a store. Like, it's out there somewhere. We cleaned off the table. It was along with Queen Elizabeth on the cover. And the whole thing was big pharma or government ads. I couldn't find ads for any economy. It was just drugs and government. Taxpayer paid for propaganda. And it was all anti-family, anti-gun. I mean, it was like, it's what you'd expect with magazines in North Korea. I mean, literally, it was like I lived in an alternate dimension where there weren't regular ads and stuff. It was just a bunch of propaganda. But that's a side issue. They're falling in on themselves. They know the public has awoken to them. Fast and Furious has grievously hurt the globalist credibility. People are now not believing anything they say. And they are hitting the panic switch. They meant Obama to be their guy, to be the savior, to be the guy that they could sell as the black Jesus. But as I said in the Obama deception 3.5 years ago, as soon as we exposed him, I predicted they would throw him out like rotten food or something out of the refrigerator. I was about to say rotten baby diapers. Whatever. The point is that that's basically what's beginning to happen because they understand that no one is buying into him. So the power structure more and more is swinging towards Romney. And this is the word that I was getting from a lot of insiders 4 or 5 months ago. And I told you it looked like Obama was in deep trouble. Now, he may launch a big war and get elected through that. He may stage some domestic terror attacks, or his controllers will. But now, because no one would buy it, people would immediately look at his people as being the culprits because they do like to talk. Their hubris as criminals has gotten them. They like to brag about fake bin Laden raids. They like to leak stuff about Israel. They like to leak stuff about, hey, don't worry, donors, if he's down in the polls, there's going to be a big event we're going to blame on people, mass shootings and bombings. Yeah, it's going to be blamed on the conservatives and libertarians. I mean, what? Thank you for doing that, by the way. Thank you for thinking we're that stupid. Because when you look at someone and go, you're really stupid, you don't see a thing I'm doing. Just sometimes just sometimes you can get kind of the mind-numbed yuppies to wake up and go, what, are you making fun of me? Is something going on? I mean, you can do bad things to them, but you can't rub it in. So the prancing around and the open statements of you didn't build that, because they are in control. They're up there surrounded by yes men. They think that they can do whatever they want. And still, I'm not saying we're going to be in good shape when Romney gets in, but this shows how desperate the power structure is. That, because about a year ago, it was pretty clear Romney was going to be a ringer. I mean, the media was going to basically use him as a ringer, whether he knew he was a ringer or not. But now, Romney's actually doing things that look like he wants to win, like getting Paul Ryan. Whether you love him or hate him, it's a good move. So right now, barring a big stage war, which could happen, or big stage terror attacks, looks like Barack Obama is out. But then what is Mitt Romney going to do during the collapse? For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Now wants Mitt Romney in there is because they know the public's waking up, and a new puppet, it'll take people at least a few months for the gold plating to wear off until they begin to wake up that it's meet the new boss, same as the old boss. and then Paul Ryan can come out with his agenda that gets shot down, and then the Democrats can fight with Paul Ryan, and the average conservative will immediately do whatever Paul Ryan and Romney say because the Democrats are attacking them. So it's all just basic psychological manipulation. But what is Romney going to do once he's in office and the economic meltdown accelerates? You see, if the economic meltdown imploded fully, I mean, really got nasty instead of slowly rotting, if there was a flashpoint, can you imagine Obama trying to do gun confiscation? Can you imagine Obama trying to set up TSA checkpoints on highways, which they're starting to do? Can you imagine people would rebel? But you put in a new Mitt Romney, well, he's just doing what he had to do, the mess Obama left us. And as much as I detest Obama and all of these different characters because they're plastic teleprompter readers, they're still just puppets in the final equation. And we do ourselves a disservice focusing on them as personalities too much. Now, if you gauge what the puppet masters are doing with the puppet, you can read a lot of the agenda. It's important to watch these guys and follow what they're doing. Now, I'm going to give the number out. We're going to take a bunch of your calls in the second hour, interspersed with a ton of other news I'm going to mention here in a moment. Very important info today. But the toll-free number to join us, free-for-all, whatever issue you want to raise, where you think the election's going, why do you think they're gearing up for civil unrest and collapse? Do you think Max Kaiser's right that it's a foregone conclusion by next April? I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, coming up, government and media turn accused cop killers into constitutional sovereign citizens when their M.O. is accused drug dealer, just basically criminals. Julian Assange, big fight in Britain, seeking diplomatic solution in Ecuador standoff. Dempsey, U.S. feels no pressure from Israel to back strike. Big stack of news in the Middle East. We've also got Aurora Eyewitness, alarm announced, murder in the theater. And why does the Department of Education need 12-gauge shotguns? Remember, they're the ones that are now raiding people for unpaid college tuition or unpaid student loans when they don't have statutory authority to do that. I mean, there is no law. There is not criminal penalties. So there's just more of this. Well, why not? I mean, you've got TSA who take an eight-hour course and now do behavioral testing on people when they can't even wipe their own noses on average. I mean, it's all just insane. We're going to be going over all of that and a lot more today. Feds are also moving to strike lewd details from Homeland Security sexual discrimination suit. Yeah, it's pretty lewd what's reportedly going on up there with Big Sis and her gal pals. Oh, man, I tell you, I am sick of looking at her ugly face, aren't you? It's not that she's ugly physically. She's ugly spiritually, if you know what I mean. That power-tripping, jack-booted witchy-poo. Okay, second hour coming up. Don't forget InfoWarsShop.com. We've got the ProPure water filters, the lowest price anywhere, with promo code WATER, 10% off that already low price, and a lot more. InfoWarsShop.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond
tangy tangerine complete multivitamin mineral complex dietary supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.